Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I don't know how I got Gregory Hines into that Limit song, but I did, Bob.
You have to stop doing that because I was in the back getting some water. And I started into that same song. And Andy said, it's infectious, isn't it? I said, it's taken over my life. I go into the... And here we are again talking about that same old song.
Shelby Cassesi came in here a long time ago to do an update when we used to do them live in the studio. Mm-hmm. And she heard Ron singing one of them. And she looked over at me and she said... You broke him just like that. And it was true. Nobody ever would have thought that Ron would be so utterly not himself. You know what I mean, Limits? Although others have said you lightened Ron up in his later years, which I take that as a compliment. What do you think, Bob?
About Ron being lightened up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as he headed toward the finish line that, yeah, there was something there. He saw what was about to take place in his life, and he was excited about it.
I think so, yeah. We're going to get to Aaron Rodgers, but first, there was a very interesting quote from Terrell Austin today. Was there not, O Limitless Wonder?
There was, Joe, and it answers one of the questions, probably the main question that we all have, on who calls the defense.
Mike's the head of, he's part of the defense, obviously, and he's always been part of it, and it's... Nothing's changed in that regard. We go through our weeks, we plan. He's in all the meetings, all those things. And so there's really no change in terms of how we work together as a staff. And so I don't think that has any bearing on anything, you know, because Mike has always been involved. Nothing's changed in that regard.
Terrell Austin calls the defense, but Mike is very involved.
Where did he say that he calls the defense there?
He didn't, but that's what Jeff Hathorn said in our tweet on 93.7 The Fan, says nothing has changed and that Austin calls the plays.
All right. Well, I'll go with, and that's obvious. He has the sheet in his hand and he's the one talking into the green dot helmet on defensive plays. However, there's way more to the story, Bob. I mean, it's Tomlin's defense. It's his scheme. It's his personnel. It's his design. And Austin is calling from a menu of plays that Tomlin has designed. In other words, if they're in 3rd and 10 here, on a Wednesday or whenever the game plan's finally installed, this is what I want. So Austin calls it. He's just doing the head coach's bidding. Jerry Dulac described it very well this year when Harry Callis asked a question, believe it or not, on Jerry's on Jerry's mailbag and said, Jerry, does Austin have autonomy over defensive play calling? Dulac says, what people who think they know don't understand is this is Mike Tomlin's defense. It's his framework, his schemes, his alignment. Terrell Austin is entrusted with calling some, if not most, of the plays, but not all of them. And all he is doing is calling the plays and alignments that exist under the Tomlin framework. This is like blaming the painter for bad paint. I think that's very well said.
I think it is. I think it's no secret that Mike Tomlin has his hands on everything, as he should. He's the head coach. But if that he is the playbook, as Chris Hope described it, he's the guy who comes up with, you know, what their vision for this defense is. And when you bring in players to try to, you know, put into play that playbook, you're trying to get players who would execute it well. Going back to your previous point about not doing well with drafts of cornerbacks or defensive backs.
Yeah.
The result of that is because you don't have those players in there, you're bringing in others to try to do that design that may not be intended for those players because they're older and they can't do it anymore.
Right.
So
what's wrong with why can't people flourish in Tomlin's scheme? This the important thing to remember is this is Tomlin's scheme. So we constantly see the other team's best player, like the last right. 2 weeks, wide open in busted coverages. Do we blame players or scheme for that? His scheme doesn't seem to account, for example, for controlling tight ends.
No, and you know every week there is somebody. I think all the good coaches over the years that I've talked to, and this includes Mike, I will tell you there is something to take away from an offense. You know that there's one person. You know, Belichick did this all the time. There was one guy they were going to limit, and if you're going to beat them in other ways, go ahead, try it. We'll see what happens. But you have to start that way. And on this week against the Colts, I would imagine after what happened last week and what's happened historically over the last several years is the tight end is going to be a featured part of this. He's going to get targeted a lot. So to me, it would start there. How do we eliminate Tyler Warren from this offense? Now, you also have Jonathan Taylor. They come at you in a lot of different ways. So this is really a terrible matchup, which is why I don't think the Steelers are going to win this game. So they got to figure out ways and options to start, but it should change every week. And he should identify two or three people that you want to that you plan for so that they do not have an impact on their game.
Here's an interesting little tidbit, and that was well said too, Bob, I might add.
Well, thank you, Joe.
First,
very kindly.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This comes via Joe Rutter from The Trib. His tweet asked Cam Hayward if it was coincidence or a message that no defensive players got a vet day off Wednesday for the first time this year. He said, I don't know if it's a message, just trying to get better. It was just the second time he practiced on first day of work week slash Wednesday. Watt had missed 6 Wednesdays in a row. What is that, Bob? Sounds like a message to me.
It should be. If it's not, it should be a message. Absolutely. It's like, this isn't good enough, and I don't care how old you are or how long you've been around. There are no free passes here at this point. You guys all have to buy into it and do better, whatever it is. I don't know, though, that's going to have a big outcome or play a big role in the outcome of the game coming up this weekend, whether or not they were off Wednesday or not. They still have to do what they have to do, and the coaches need to put players in positions to do better. And that means moving some things around, some changing things, not doing it the same old way. You know, when you hear people talking about the predictability maybe of their defense and other players say it, that's not a good thing to hear.
All right, Limits, let's get to our friend and yours, Aaron Rodgers, who by all accounts and by anybody who's watching the games is playing really well, I think, for the most part. Would you agree, Bob?
Yes, better than I thought just because of the age. And if I would have said to you at the beginning of the season, the only starting quarterback who would be left week 8 of this season is Aaron Rodgers, everyone else would be out with injury or benching or trade, I don't think you would have answered that with Aaron Rodgers as your final answer. But here we are.
It's really amazing that they find a quarterback and the defense gets worse. It's just mind-blowing. But anyway, I think he's their hope, and that offense is their hope to win this game. Don't you?
Yes.
Both teams might be in the 30s. I know Indy will be. I hope both teams are.
And therefore, you're going to have to be in the 30s. And therefore, you're going to have to make sustained drives, and they have to cap in not field goals, but touchdowns against this team. Would you be – see, I would – in a game like this, if I know I have Boswell. I know how good he is, and I know. If it's 4th and 12 in high red zone, okay, I'll go for 3. But if it's 4th and 2 and I have a chance to continue, for two reasons. Number one, I want to try to get a touchdown. But number two, I want to keep the ball away from Danny Dimes and his team. I don't want them to have it as much as possible. Time of possession is a big part. If you look at time of possession over the last several games, the Steelers have not won that battle at all.
See, I think actually the more I think about it, the more you might be right. That and nobody wants to hear this or watch this, but their best bet to winning might be dumbing this game down and getting the Colts involved in a rock fight. And that might involve a ton of running the ball.
Bring the jumbo guys in, and until they stop it, keep doing it.
Long drives, yeah. Be boring.
Yeah, but that's still, you're going to have to, even when you're boring, you're going to have to come up with points.
Bore the Colts to death. Seriously, Bob, that might be their best route in this game because they're facing a machine.
Again, I thought
they
went against their own success in that last game against Green Bay. They had a 5.1 yard per carry average in the first half.
I agree.
Rushing the football, and they got the ball with a 9-point lead to start the second half, and they didn't do that.
They also couldn't be stopped on the ground in Cincy.
Right.
And they wound up getting involved in 2 score fests. I mean, maybe that's not the best thing. Maybe just keep running it and converting, you know, when you need to, 3rd and 3, staying on schedule, as they say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I don't know. Maybe there is no answer, Bob. Maybe that doesn't matter either.
Yeah,
they can't stop anybody.
No, they have to be able to stop. They have to, without the benefit of a turnover, they have to force 3 and outs, legitimate 3 and outs, and then they have to get the ball and occupy some time. I think that's the way you do it.
Yeah. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, let's hear a little bit of Aaron Rodgers. Was this from yesterday, yes?
Yeah, this is what Aaron had to say when he met the media on going for it on 4th down.
I mean, I think you're seeing some trends around the league of teams going for it, but we got a kicker who's pretty automatic from anywhere going back even beyond 60. And the field, thankfully, was in slightly better shape than the previous week. So Boz was amazing. But we got to be ready to go for those and convert them if we get a chance.
Well, you get a chance by having your coach tell you to go for it, right, Bob?
And Aaron seems to be the kind of guy who wants to go for it quite a bit. So, yeah, I get it. Boswell, it's a luxury to have a kicker. Like, there's no question. And points are never a bad thing, except when you need more than just 3. So In these kind of games, you know you're going to need more than three. I'd be surprised if this was a 21-17 game or something like that.
Oh, I think Tomlin would love
I would love it for them. Yeah, that would be great, but I don't know if you're going to go down that direction.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Next.
Next up, this is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about Roman Wilson's increased usage in the offense the last 2 weeks.
Like I told Roman, you know, I thought he was going to have a good week to start the week. I told him last Wednesday, I said, it's going to be your week this week. Just kind of had a feeling. And then Thursday, he had his best practice of the season. So, and even in that, there were still three or four real coachable moments. So, you know, I told Roa, you know, I've liked him since the first time we got to know each other out in Malibu. And I told him back then, I'm going to coach you to your potential, not to what I'm seeing. So I'm going to hold him to a high standard. And I was really proud of him in the game for the couple reaction plays that he made. And we just need to see consistency from him. But it starts in practice. And I thought Thursday was a really good practice for him. And today he had another nice practice.
Coach Rodgers.
I like that answer.
I like that answer, too. I mean, that's exactly – you would look to a guy who's a Hall of Famer and try to draw whatever you could out of him. And the fact that he said it was his best practice of the year says something, too. Although I wonder about the previous practices and what was he doing on there.
I like the coachable moments clip. I just thought that was good. And, man, if you can infuse – a young guy who's had a rough go of it with some confidence, and you're giving him the ball. You're actually, because that's really the bottom line. Are you giving him a chance to make plays? And he is. And that was a nice touchdown catch the other day. Made a couple nice catches. He's starting to emerge a little bit.
And I think if you are a wide receiver or anyone on that team, and you have a veteran like Aaron Rodgers, who's going to be a gold jacket quarterback, if you impress him in practice, it's true what they say. If you impress him in practice, chances are he's going to look to you in the game because he feels good about what you've done that week.
Right.
Conversely, if you don't and you have a sloppy practice or he gets on you a little bit and you don't handle it the right way, then chances are he won't do it. That's just human nature, and I think that's what quarterbacks of his caliber will look to.
Now, I don't think his emergence changes my mind one bit about getting a real number two, but it has been at least somewhat encouraging. Next
up on the list is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about Stanford and Pitt playing, because we know that Aaron does not like Stanford from his days at Cal. I thought this was funny.
Well, good luck to Pitt beating those guys for sure. Come on, Panthers, let's go. You know? I talk to some of those guys just about every week. I always tease them. I know they're not playing Cal this year, but I always say, you guys playing Cal? And they said, nah, we got, you know, NC State. Or I said, oh, you're lucky. Lucky it's not Cal this week. But they're playing those guys. Come on, Pitt. Let's get it done this week.
They better get it done this week. Unfortunately, all I keep thinking about is Pat Bostic playing one of the best golf courses in the country, Bob.
Yeah, and his three handicap, he'll probably shoot a very good score out there. And that's good they went out today, so they have that opportunity for an extra day, and they can do that kind of thing.
Man, is that a big game for Pitt.
Yes, it is. You don't want to trip up in that.
Well, if you trip up, you're done. If you don't trip up, then you not only are guaranteed a huge game against Notre Dame, but even if you lose to Notre Dame, you're still, because they're not in the conference, you're guaranteed a huge game against Georgia Tech. But you got to take care of business here.
I totally agree. And if, you know, you can make the case, I don't know if it's a believable case, but I tend to think these things could happen. If, you know, Pat Narduzzi saw something in Mason Heinschel that he obviously liked, and at the beginning of the season, you weren't going to take him out of Eli Holstein. I'm talking about. You're not going to just remove him because of something you liked in an 18-year-old freshman.
Yeah.
But for argument's sake, if Mason Heinschel had an opportunity to start from the very beginning of the season and, you know, went through the cupcake games, I think they would have probably won the West Virginia game. And you can make a case
maybe
about the
Louisville
game.
Maybe.
Now, that's also maybe pipe dreaming. I don't know, but he saw something he liked, and it didn't take much for him to make the move.
I'll tell you what, he's entertaining. He is fun to watch, and like I've said a couple times on this show, I never thought that Pitt was going to garner my serious attention this season, but man, have they ever. It's fun, and I like it. What do you think Pat shoots on that course, Bob?
It's a tough golf course, I know. 79.
what I would do to
and he won't
be
happy, and he won't be happy with that.
I know. One more limits.
All right, Marquez Valdes-Scantling has not signed yet. He might just not be trying to sign yet because he's trying to go to a different team on their 53-man roster.
Or he's just not good enough.
That too.
Because if he comes in, he's going right to the practice squad. There's no, I don't think he's the kind of guy you insert immediately.
This is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about his former teammate in Green Bay.
I love MBS. I've always enjoyed playing with him. He's one of my favorite teammates of all time. He is a really special guy. And I think MBS can still really play. You saw last year when he was in New Orleans, he had opportunities. He had a lot of big touchdowns. He can still run. I think MBS wants to be on an active roster. So if there wasn't an opportunity here for that, then I guess he's waiting for something else. But I don't fault him. I love MBS. And whether he's here or somewhere else, I'm always pulling for him.
Bob, that sounds like your best player lobbying for this guy. Why don't you give him to him?
Again, I think if he comes here, he's going to first go to a practice squad just because they're not going to put him right onto the roster.
Why?
The practice squad is just like having a bullpen. You can utilize him whenever you want.
But if your best player
because he hasn't played in a long time, I don't know
wants him, then
sure.
Make it happen.
I don't think
say.
Aaron Rodgers is going to say anything bad about him if he likes him. He's not going to say. But his goal is to get to an active roster. So far, there have been a lot of opportunities with injured receivers. This is the first time I think they brought him in with intentions of looking deep. Now, I haven't signed him yet. You know, this was reported a few days ago that he was going to be signed.
Because he wants to be on an active roster.
And they don't have room right now.
They don't have room. Take somebody.
When you first bring him in, you're going to want to see what he had. Just like Preppers originally went to that. I think they should use him more, by the way, given their...
You think they'll bring in another washed-up safety from New England next week, Bob, and make it a hat trick?
But I also think that Mike Vrabel wouldn't be making that if he thought those guys had a lot in the tank.
My point, right? Exactly.
He would not be doing that. So he didn't have any problems, because you never know. The Steelers have the tiebreaker over the Patriots.
What happened to Peppers? He played well against his former team, I thought, really well.
I don't know.
Where is he?
He's on special teams.
Why isn't he playing?
I don't know.
Limits, do you have a guess there?
I have no idea. It
couldn't be worse than the guys that are.
Right. There's no
way. And at least he'll hit somebody.
There's no way he's worse than Chuck Clark.
I would put both washed-up safeties at safety this week for the Steelers and see what happens.
Jabril Peppers and Kyle Duggar?
Yes.
They should just call themselves the New England Steelers in the back end.
They should call themselves the Expatriots. Do you like that horse?
I like that horse, huh? Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you, Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.